A controversial measure is moving its way through Milwaukee County government, the creation of a paid parking model in many of the county's parks. County Executive Chris Abley included the measure in his 2018 budget as a way to raise $1.6 million in revenue to keep the system afloat.
Some members of the county board and members of the public at large are raising concerns about the plan. They voiced those concerns a few weeks ago with a second public meeting on the topic slated for Tuesday night. Lake Effect Susan Bentz joins us in the studio to help us understand the situation a little better. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Mitch.
So give us a little bit more background on how this came to be an issue.
Well, it's been an issue for a while, but 2 weeks ago, the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee spent a great deal of time on it. Committee Chair Jason Haas wanted to make certain that county residents understand that this pay-to-park idea was penned not by the county board, but rather County Executive Chris Abley.
In the proposed budget, the county executive claimed that the pay-to-park program would generate $1.6 million in new revenue for the county. But this is not backed up with data or any other information stating how this figure was arrived at, nor in what parks would be included. Nevertheless, had the supervisors removed the proposal from the budget, we'd have had to replace that proposed, that it believed in revenue, with $1.6 million in revenue from another source.
Haas says the county board adopted amendments to bring the process into the open. In the meantime, a task force has been working out the details of the parking plan. It's looking at charging an hourly parking fee and the exact price and who would administer the program. That's all up in the air. This is Tig Whaley-Smith. He's director of the Department of Administrative Services.
And there were a couple of criteria that the work group used to establish. One is whether it's a regional draw. Does it draw patrons from outside Milwaukee County? Are there special events held there? Are there food and beverage access? What activities are there? The return on investment to make sure there's as much demand on parking to recoup the capital cost. And then also measuring public use for private benefits when parks, land, or parkways are being used for parking, not just for parking purposes, but to support other private enterprises.
So it sounds like that might include places like Lake and Whitnall Parks, which are fairly popular, might meet those criteria?
Absolutely. And in the case of those particular parks, both parking on an existing parking lots and along the street would be considered. Whaley-Smith told the committee it's essential to move this policy forward, which adds pressure here, because only with the launch of April 1st will they hit the $1.6 million goal.
So I imagine this meeting a couple weeks ago, the issue was hotly debated?
Very hotly. Whaley-Smith said the purpose of Tuesday's public meeting is to bring neighbors into the discussion, but plenty of people showed up at that meeting in January to express their displeasure. Here's just a few of those voices.
He's pressing April 1st. Feels a little like a steamroller. Feels like there is no openness, that there is not a call for citizens to actually say what they feel. Ask me for a dollar. I'll give you a dollar. I'll give you a dollar every month for the park.
I think this would be one of the most significant changes in the use of our park system. So I recommend if this truly results in a $1.6 million deficit to the Parks Department alone, that there may be consideration for another amendment that a separate task force, since this is such a significant change in the use of the parks, to evaluate, and this is a task force that frankly would be better represented than the task force that was focused on the paid parking program, which is heavily weighted to county employees. And that task force, there's a lot of smart people out there that could come up with alternate solutions if there truly is a $1.6 million deficit in the Parks Department that cannot be filled in any other way. I hear that that's a call, that if you don't have the solution, then we're going to move forward, or we need to move forward with it anyway. Well, if it's that important, then there should be a separate task force dedicated to coming up with that.
No less than 25 constituents came to see me about this very issue. Half a dozen of them were golfers who swore to me that if this gets put into place, they will never golf in Milwaukee County again. Some of them, their kids participate in athletic activities, that if they had to pay to park, to be with their children while they participated in these activities. They would never have their children participate in athletic activities in a Milwaukee County park ever again. I am vehemently opposed to this. I don't know exactly what the answer might be, but I got numerous phone calls during the course of the day, several emails. Not a single solitary constituent of mine is in favor of this, and I'm here to represent them. So I cannot support this.
That last voice belongs to Supervisor Dan Sebring. Before that, you heard Colleen Riley and Roz Tortorna.
So were there any voices of support for this paid parking idea?
Well, actually, County Executive Chris Abley was there, something the committee chair says rarely happens. Abley says until he can convince state leaders to send more dollars back to the county, he has to turn to other means to sustain the park system.
When we invoke Whitnell and the founders of the park system here, they cared about a park system, but they cared about a sustainable park system. And I don't think you'd find any of the, you know, architects of the system we're lucky enough to have today who would say, if they were here right now, you should be indifferent to sustainability. We all wish that the state would give us more, but all of our jobs are to make decisions with not the facts we wish, but the facts that we are dealt with, the reality we have.
The committee also heard from Abley's proposed parks director, Jim Sullivan. Actually, he was there to be considered for his job, but Sullivan says no less adamantly that charging visitors for parking is the right move and that other cities, including Minneapolis and Portland, have already implemented the policy.
And I think one of the things that is being missed a little bit in this discussion is when you're talking about paid parking, one of the things that does is it takes what is an unproductive asphalt space, which is only a cost, and it converts that unproductive asphalt space to actually be supporting active programming in green space. And I think that if you can do that in an innocuous kind of way while maintaining people's access, I think that that is a pretty good thing.
So any other opportunities for the public to comment after the Tuesday public hearing?
This will be it.
All right, Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can find more of her coverage at WUWM.com.